PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
It's easy to do a Ric Flair. You just gotta yell a woo, and then many of his catchphrases.
$1,000 Rolex.
No, Rolexes are way more at that.
Mickey Mouse watches.
Mickey Mouse. Your Mickey Mouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, channel and Juicy
Adventure.
Hang out with Mark Bertelli too much.
Yeah, you have.
Trying to get those high notes. We're doing a bonus episode.
Falsetto.
Falsetto. I do always. I love that. That's the best.
I mean, yeah, I love it too. Why do you think? I mean, why do you think the only songs I can sing on Rock Band are Rush and the Police?
Sure. That's very true.
Only ones.
That Saturday Night Fever soundtrack behind you. I listened to that when I was a kid. Over and over. So yeah. Many Bee Gees heard in the Gibbs. Bonus episode. Here is some movie and TV news.
Sorry,
your excuse. Almost half TV news stories. These are the amount, actually. Yeah.
Television, man, it's crazy.
They blend together, and then we're gonna play the last 30 minutes of the show. Will be the live audio from when we were at the Stranded Sailor for Cinco de Mayo. That audio is technically listenable.
Yes. Technically, it is.
You can hear us. We listened to about 10 seconds of it, and the topic, how do we even get to that? What were your, man?
I was a couple sheets to the wind. And what I've noticed...
Just a couple sheets?
Our conversations, they just kind of...
Especially with that, Ben, on sub.
I choked
you.
Try that again.
Oh, my God. I almost died.
Right there.
Joking
on your own spit.
If I record my own death, you have to stop it and save it.
I will. I will stop. I will save. I will even post, and I will do it all before I call the ambulance.
Well, if I die, there's no actually,
you know what?
Ambulance.
I'm gonna have to take it out with me because if you do die, you're immediately going to shit yourself. So
I'm gonna cheer. You can wheel me out. And we are again, once again, the podcast willing to talk about shitting.
Well, no, I mean, that's
no podcaster willing
that's
to
the,
get there.
That's the dirty little secret about television and movie deaths.
No, it's been joking about Family Guy anyway. We're not talking about, postmortem body functions, Drew. This is not what Cinema Crespediso is about. Not today, anyway.
Sure,
not today.
Sure about that?
Not today. Today we have a lot of stuff. We actually have a bunch of stories here. Real quick, MoviePass has been going through some shit the last couple of
weeks. Seen that.
Yeah, yeah. They had to file their SEC filings because they are a public company. So they revealed that they had $15 million in cash.
Chilling.
And they are spending almost $30 million a month.
What?
Yeah. So people are like, oh shit. So their stock went down. And me, like, oh, how can they're going to be out of business next month? Well, how is this going to work? The guy who's running everything had like, look, we got a $300 million line of credit. We're good to go through 2019. We're not worried about that side right now through next year. You guys shouldn't be worried because we're not worried. So that's the public thing. They're saying this is hit pieces put out by like Regal and AMC, I'm saying specifically.
I mean, it's not necessarily hit pieces. It's just people who, because obviously they're doing something new.
Yeah.
They're running their own business.
And they're trying to get their cut of the action.
Exactly. They're trying to, and when you're doing stuff like that, you don't necessarily want to let people know what your business plan is, because then somebody else can just do it. You know, this is you, what you're trying to do. So when you release just random information like that, people who aren't in on the plan and how it all works.
The full financial figures.
It's just like, well, if it costs them $30 million a month and they only have 15, that means they can only do this. You know, not knowing about the lines of credit and the blah, 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 and the yada, yada.
But because they're a public company, they do have to report that, for example, for the months of January, February, March of this year, they lost $98.3 million on $48.6 million of revenue.
That sounds about right.
But they do have plans. Oh, they have plans. First off, the guy, whatever this dude's name is, this hedge fund guy who's running everything, he mentioned something about acquiring films. They're at the Cannes Film Festival.
I've heard
And they're like buying up rights for movies. What are they going to do with these movies? Are they going to debut the movie past the streaming service? Are they trying to do a Netflix type deal? Maybe
that's how they plan on strong arming the theaters.
They're trying to find ways. They're also wanting to do a, they're going to roll out features like all the problems that it has initially. Like, for example, how it, when we want to go see a movie together, we got like, all right, I checked into my movie pass. Even if you had movie pass, you'd have to check into yours.
Exactly.
Either or, even if you didn't have it, right, did or didn't, and then we go to the kiosk, and it's two separate transactions. It has to be done at the theater. I can't get it done ahead of time, right? They're trying to work on that whole ahead of time thing that requires partnership with the movie theaters, which some of them are hesitant. Many of them are hesitant. They want to be able to offer higher movie prices for so they can accommodate 3D and IMAX. They want to start covering that, which requires them spending more money. Yeah. And a whole bring a friend thing. They want to incorporate that somehow so you can do more than one transaction at a time.
Yeah.
They're trying to fix all these things. So it's a growing thing. Let's see if they make it. It's very interesting.
It's a very interesting way of going about it. And if they can figure out how to give out this service, make a little bit of money on the side, then, I mean, they'll, you know, it's like, it's almost like a miracle.
They're trying to be a whole new player in the movie game. Fox, the whole Fox thing. So there's Disney's Fox. Trying to buy Fox, right? They're trying to now because Comcast is like,
yo, motherfucker, look at all this cash!
Got cash money on the barrelhead. Dude, don't you just want the straight cash? Look at all the cocaine you can buy. Now, that's for Fox movies, TV, that's all their entertainment stuff. Fox News, it's its own thing over here.
Yeah.
And it's going through its own shit where Rupert Murdoch is trying to sell Fox News. And Sky TV is like in the running to try to buy it. And meanwhile, their stock overall is going down. And it's just revealed that they've paid out $10 million in settlement money to 18 different employment cases. So we have a class action with 11 plaintiffs. Those 18 of them is one case. 11 plaintiffs alleged that the network engaged in racial discrimination. They settled that one.
Sounds about right. Another, I mean, this is Fox News.
Fox News. Another involved a radio correspondent who alleged she was fired for complaining about gender discrimination. Settled that one. A Fox 5 correspondent, so we're getting regional now, accused the network of pregnancy discrimination.
Sure.
Settled that one.
We don't like ladies. We don't like color people. Correct. Okay. So keep going.
Fox is pretty. They're a pretty terrible company, and it even extends to their news divisions, which is wild.
Well, I mean, it's a systemic problem, Chris.
Systemic. Yes. They're which means, more so than others.
Which means it probably all leads back to the one person who owns it all.
Oh, Rupert Murdoch. The grossest person.
So
a lot of people like him and Sheldon Adelson. If you line them up, they look like the old council of trolls. That's how their stories of, you know, they're finding the one true ring. Like, oh, like evil destroyed them, and they're like, our souls are have been.
No. They tell stories of hunting. They tell the stories of hunting down the party that was looking for the one true ring. That's who they are, Chris.
Yeah, the grossest, worst people.
Yeah, exactly.
But so old and successful.
Well, yeah, because when you're a gross, awful person, you have you're more likely to do like amoral moves and things of the, and you know, crushing people underfoot while on your way to the top.
The old crush under the boot move.
Yeah. So
good for Andre the Giant's. And capitalists.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Correct. those two groups.
Soulless capitalists. Not all capitalists are like that.
No.
Just the soulless ones.
The ones who believe in it too much.
Well, yeah.
How about the people who call themselves capitalists?
Oh, yeah.
People who put capitalists in their
Twitter profile. Yeah, those. It's those people.
Those are people who buy shoes with extra thick heels for Prime.
Well, that's because they're also short.
Take that.
Probably have tiny penises, too.
Take that, tiny penis short capitalists. With a capital C. Speaking of capitalists, Lethal Weapon.
Maybe I heard about this.
Okay, I've been covering this because I find it kind of funny.
Okay, is this something about Sean William Scott?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Sean William Scott.
Saw the...
That's the punchline. Sean William Scott's on the show now. Yeah. Probably. I think they're still negotiating, but he's pretty much going to be on the show. No. His first TV show ever. Hmm. So what happened? Rewind. The guy who played the Martin Riggs character, this dude Clayne Crawford.
A lot of C's.
Clayne Crawford. I'm that. Yeah, I know. That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Chris.
That's cool. Clayne Crawford proves to be apparently a pain in the ass on the set, and he made one particular enemy on set in the second season of the show, that enemy being his co-star.
Not the Wayans.
Not the Wayans. Damon Wayans.
That's the money.
The money, dude.
The money. You can't
face of the show.
Oh, you can't
The
know.
Recognizable face, anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, apparently, Crawford, he had his fans. People liked his portrayal.
I'm sure,
of
but you can't fuck with the money, bro.
Can't fuck with the money. Or the experience of veteranness. What had happened was Crawford, he was directing on an episode where they did an on-set stunt for the episode, and since he was in charge, the stunt went wrong and a piece of shrapnel went flying and it hit Damon Wayans in the back of the head. He tweeted a picture of the back of his head and it was cut and a little bit of blood. It wasn't like terrible, but he got hit with shrapnel, a piece of metal.
It happened.
Yeah, it was terrible. He got all pissy with Crawford after that, and they were not on speaking terms from that day forward. And he's gotten the boot. He's gone. Which network was it? Fox? It's, again, Fox TV. Mm-hmm. They claimed that it wasn't their call to fire the dude. It was Warner Brothers, because Warner Brothers, who owns the rights to Lethal Weapon, they wanted the dude gone. Mm. So they passed the buck. Like, it's WB. You're the one. If anyone's pissed about this, be pissed at them. That leads to Sean William Scott being cast in a role, not Martin Riggs, but a new character.
Whoever that may be.
Someone coming in. So they're going to have to kill off this dude off screen. Mm-hmm. Some sort of, like, mention, oh, Martin Riggs, that crazy dude is dead. Now here's another crazy dude
That's not Riggs.
We
swear.
So expect one weird season of Lethal Weapon 3, season 3, and then the show's going to be gone. What if it's great? What if it makes it amazing?
Who knows?
It's not going to be. It's network TV.
So weird.
Speaking of network TV, Drew, so Gotham is winding down.
Okay.
I haven't watched it.
Not a single episode.
It looks just awful.
It's Batman without Batman.
Mm-hmm. It's young Bruce Wayne. And then apparently the origin story of a bunch of villains, which I don't care about.
I mean, origin stories are cool, I guess, but... Yeah. Doing that on network TV is not going to be the origin stories I want.
Batman Begins was a great movie. It doesn't mean every goddamn character needs a...
origin story.
Yeah, yeah. You need to go back and spend an hour. They're going through the mountains of Nepal. Well, guess what? Let's see, maybe we're going to the mountains of Nepal again, but this time it'll be in the 1960s.
Okay.
Fox, again. Batman, again. Prequel series. Drew, are you ready for Pennyworth?
Alfred?
Yes. Well, you know any other Pennyworths? Yes, Alfred Pennyworth. It's a show that'll be about him in the 60s working for as a British SAS soldier.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing with Alfred is, yes, he's the butler, but he's a badass.
He's a secret badass.
Like, he used to be a really bad motherfucker.
And obviously, then it'll get into how he knows Thomas Wayne. And yeah. Then it gets into the Wayne family.
Yeah, I mean.
So Gotham winding down to last season, getting ready for Pennyworth.
Cool.
Which will then be a 60s British spy series.
I mean, are they going to burn down a forest in Burma?
To find the jewel thief.
Find the jewel thief?
We burnt it down.
The whole fucking forest. God damn.
Great moment,
and it's a great movie.
It's a great line and a great moment and a great scene and a great movie. That's how you know. That's how you know you're witnessing something amazing.
Well, and it's Michael Caine. I mean, come on.
And it's Michael Caine. People ask me, how do you do it? I tell them all the time, I don't blink. Not even once. Watch him. He doesn't blink. He doesn't blink once. It's amazing.
Fine.
I think he glues his eyes open. Sticking with movies and TVs, that whole weird thing, kind of a theme going on here, right? We got Batman on TV. We got Lethal Weapon on TV. Drew, NBC decided they were working on it. It was happening, and then they dropped it. The Bad Boys TV series.
Starring.
Well, first off. It wasn't gonna be,
that was a poor transition.
First off, it wasn't going to be called Bad Boys.
Okay.
It was going to be called LA's Finest. All right, so still about LAPD. Actually, no. Bad Boys movies are Miami.
Miami. Oh.
So these are about LA. All right, so it's just why I don't even understand. This is probably why they decided not to do it. LA's Finest is a Bad Boys spinoff, according to Deadline Hollywood. Where's the info on? Here we go. Show would have been led by, okay, it was Gabrielle Union, because she's in the Bad Boys movies. And Jessica Alba. The two of them were going to be partnered up, and they're going to do their own Lethal Weapon thing, where, you know, one's a straight-laced and one's a slob. And,
no.
Yeah. Well, that said the same thing by NBC. They were going to make it, but...
Yeah, no.
The budget for the pilot was rumored to be at 15 to $16 million, which would have made it one of the most expensive pilots of the year.
Meanwhile,
movie-wise, Bad Boys for Life, not the fourth movie of the series, but the third.
It makes me so angry.
It's off again. Guess what, Drew?
It's on again.
Release date, January 17, 2020. Almost happy birthday to me.
Sweet.
Yeah. We'll see if it happens. And this is, of course, with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Both of them have said they want to make it. It's just, you know, trying to make it happen. A big part of making it happen has been Will Smith's schedule. Especially
busy
with
man.
He's doing Suicide Squad 2 and
seriously? Why can't I just get a Deadshot movie instead?
Aladdin. They're leading up to that. They know people want that.
I don't want Suicide Squad 2.
Unfortunately, Suicide Squad made over $800 million at the box office. So you're getting Suicide Squad 2.
What a piece of monkey shit movie.
So because of that and Aladdin, they had to push back Bad Boys. Now,
oh yeah, what? Isn't he the...
He's the genie?
He's the genie. Yeah.
And Guy Ritchie's Aladdin. Mind-blowing every time I think about it.
I mean, after Guy Ritchie's King Arthur, it's kind of like, you know what?
Man, it's going to be so weird. So, Bad Boys for Life, looking like it's happening for a while. All right, Michael Bay, who did the original two, has been off the third for a while as a director. Joe Carnahan, director of Smoke and Aces and Narc and some other movies that aren't as good as those two. He was making it for a while, and then he dropped off. Now, the new directors, there's these two people who've made something that's like some small little thing that no one's really seen. So,
interesting.
They're going with some smaller people. So, there you go. Sticking with TV. For all the people who watch them, who even watch them on TVs, here's a list of all the big shows that got canceled. Yeah!
Sweet!
Drew, you watching The Mick?
No.
You know about The Mick?
No.
It's that Caitlin Olsen from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. She had her own show on Fox.
Is she Irish?
Because
that'd be hilarious.
I don't know. It just says it was canceled on Fox after two seasons. You know about this one, though. Last Man on Earth. They're still making it.
I haven't watched it since, like...
I stopped watching after partway through the second season.
Well, yeah, because he's not the last man on Earth anymore.
They kept that in
What's
characters.
The point?
I was like, oh, now it's just another show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever was special about it, they lost. Made it four seasons, though. Nice. Show's done. It's donezo. There's a show called Life Sentence on the CW, which is about a cancer survivor who... she was like living her life like she thought she was gonna die, and then she survived the cancer, and then she was like, oh shit. And that's what the show is about.
Rough.
She got sentenced to a life sentence, I suppose, with death sentence. That got canceled. Brooklyn Nine-Nine got canceled on Fox, but revived on NBC.
So weird.
NBC was like, hey, we see a good thing when we see it. We'll jump on this one. We'll pay for it. Fox is going through some shit right now.
They must be.
There's a show called Valor on the CW.
If you say so.
The article says so. The most that ever got talked about on any podcast. Right here. The show Valor.
There was a show Valor.
Now, speaking of movies and TV, there was a TV show of The Exorcist.
Okay.
On Fox.
Sure.
It got 2 seasons.
Gone.
Peace. Some show called Great News. It was a Tina Fey produced show. Mm. Just because she produces it doesn't mean it's going to be good.
Mm-mm.
I want to know that she's like the head writer. She's in there every day approving every scene.
Because it might not be funny. But she doesn't do that.
Chances of it being funny are nil. Right. With her in the room, then at least it has a shot.
Yeah.
Then at least it has a shot. It may still not be, but just, it's hard. And comedy is hard as well. Lucifer. This is funny, actually. The show Lucifer. It's been around for a while on Fox.
Is it about Satan?
It is about Satan.
Sweet!
It's about Satan hanging out in Las Vegas.
Of course.
He takes up a residency in Vegas, and he has like a personal assistant or something. It made it 3 seasons. The end of the 3rd season, the showrunner purposely had the 3rd season end on a crazy cliffhanger to try to, you know, be like, Fox, you gotta keep the show going, man. Fox is like, no. Done.
Yeah.
Dunzo bunzo. Peace. Let's see. Which one was it? Is it Fox? Who is it? Fox is also getting Thursday Night Football from the NFL.
So weird.
So that was 2 hours of network programming that they had to drop.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the reason why they said that they dropped Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, we got that football, yo. Designated Survivor, Kiefer Sutherland show on ABC, where like the president and the vice president, everyone's having a huge meeting. And he's a, quote, designated survivor, the one person in the chain of command to keep off to the side. They'd be like, you can't be here.
24 in the White House.
It's 24 in the White House. The Taken TV show's gone.
Didn't even know it was here.
Made it 2 seasons. 2 whole seasons. This show was really popular when it came out. Quantico on ABC. You didn't know about that one? That was the one with that that Hindi film star, Chopra. Her name's not here.
Nope.
The lady from the Baywatch. She was mm-hmm. a bad girl, the bad lady, mm-hmm. the villain, the mm-hmm. villainess.
Mm-hmm.
The oh man, this is funny. Zach Braff.
Okay.
Remember the
yes.
that commercial of that show where the janitor tripped him?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh shit, I got a show now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that show was?
What?
The show was called, Past Tense. Because it's done. It's called Alex Inc. I know, terrible title. That's how you know it's done.
Yeah.
It's a comedy about a radio journalist named Alex, played by Zach Braff, who quit his radio job to start a podcast company.
Hey! I know some things that I know some people that always happen to.
Kind of interesting, isn't it? You know what else is funny about it, Drew? The show just premiered on March 28th.
Oh, wow. All right. So, Chris, note to self, remember, no TV shows about podcasts.
Podcasting still not popular enough to hinge an entire show on, Drew. NBC had a military drama called The Brave. That's done. And ABC's their supernatural-ish type of show, The Crossing, is done. Anyone watching any of these shows at home? I don't think so.
I have not watched a single one of those shows that you just said.
Rise on NBC. You're not watching Rise?
Mm-mm.
How about Deception on ABC?
Nope.
How about Kevin Probably Saves the World on ABC?
No.
Because all of those shows are done.
Yeah, I don't watch any of those shows.
You're not watching Kevin Can Wait?
Nope.
Because that one's done.
Mm.
2 seasons done. They killed the wife and brought in Leah Remini to save the show.
It didn't work.
Done. Dunzo. Plah. Splat. That's a hit in the ground.
Yep.
In a splat.
Well, hopefully Kevin James' time is up.
Yeah, man. Why is this guy keeping it? He was funny enough in the 90s when he was doing stand-up routines about trying to pick the right card at a store. But I don't know. It's over, man. Give it up. I did watch, speaking of TV, I finally got on that One Punch Man. You ever see that?
I've seen a couple episodes.
It's really good.
It's interesting.
I know, it's really good. I really enjoyed it.
I've been watching that James Cameron talks about science fiction with awesome people.
Yeah, I need to get on that one. That one started, right? Yeah.
It's three episodes in already. I missed... Okay. I the first one isn't on demand for whatever reason, so I couldn't watch it.
Oh, shitty. But AMC?
I think so. Yeah, AMC. Good thing. The one where he talks about space at one point in time, he's just sitting there. It's just basically him and Steven Spielberg just jerking each other off. It's hilarious.
Man, I would watch that literally but it's
amazing. But it's amazing at the same time.
If they were generally...
I did this and you did that. Am I another Ridley Scott and James Cameron talk about Alien. Both. And it's like, He's like, I did this. He's like, yeah, and then I did that.
He's like, what? I did this.
Dude, it's really interesting.
Right, I need to watch that.
Watching James Cameron talk to all these people.
I definitely need to watch that. I'm watching The Terror.
I keep seeing the things for The Terror.
I'm about halfway through the season.
And
it's pretty good. It's pretty good, not bad. Man, for get a little more terrified.
I finished Atlanta.
So did I. Great show.
Oh,
great show.
Dude, this
season. They're going to Europe.
Fucking killed it.
They're going to Europe, Clark County.
Mm-hmm.
That dude got him up over there, the airport security.
Yep, dude, he tried.
He was trying to get Clark County, but.
He did.
But then his boy took it.
Clark's
boy took it.
I was about to say, he put it in Clark's bag.
Yeah, put it in Clark's bag. He's like, hey, Earn's got your bag. I thought I was going to let him go. Anyway, great show.
Yeah.
Great show. Legion is fantastic. I'm really enjoying it.
I still haven't watched any of it yet.
Man, it is a wild fucking show.
I know.
I
watched the first thing.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like they're doing stuff with this episode. Like someone told me ahead of time, we were talking about Legion. I was like, oh, I didn't see last week's show. Last week, so it was a couple weeks ago. I didn't see last week's episode. And he was like, man, that episode, I've never seen an episode of TV like it. I'm like, what? We're talking about Legion. What are they doing now? That's different that you've never, ever seen. And then it was true. It was like, man, this is like a narrowly ambitious as fuck episode. But then I was just talking to my brother about it, who was up on the episodes, and he wasn't too into that one. He was like, he found it as kind of like a jerk off. We were talking about shitting earlier. We found we did it. We're talking about dicks. Yeah. We did it. It was like kind of side wankery that was like an unnecessary diversion where I felt like it really provided some incredible context. Anyway, something else am I watching out there? Is anything else I'm watching? Anything else you watch on TV? Something we're talking about so much TV.
Trying to think.
I don't think nothing else that I'm watching. No. I gotta get on that one Strange Rock. I only watched the first episode.
Oh yeah, I mean I've been watching that. Caught up on that. I stay current on that. I can't not. It's fucking Aronofsky.
Yeah, man. I know it's Aronofsky.
It's visually fucking blah.
I need to do it, but I crushed that one and punch man.
And it's fascinating too because the people he talks to, the fucking astronauts, like they're fucking astronauts, man. They know what the hell they're talking about.
They're providing a perspective. Some much needed perspective. Let's see here. Oh, we have Deadpool 2 starts in 40 minutes or so.
There's that.
Very exciting. Uh-huh. We're going to have to watch the post-credit scene.
Okay.
Because it's... all right, spoiler right a little bit. I'm not going to spoil it for people. I spoiled it for myself. Just to see, like, is it worth it? Because I want to see if it's even worth it.
No.
I didn't bother doing that for Avengers. I don't know if I still would have stuck around for Avengers. One. Probably not.
No.
I think that's going to be worth it.
God damn it.
Now, I don't know if it's mid-credits or end-credits, but we're going to have to stick around.
Well, since you know what's going on, if it doesn't happen mid-credits, then you'll know if we have to stay or not.
Yeah, sure. Oh, you'll know. Oh, Drew.
Oh, I'll know. Okay.
You'll know.
Okay. I mean, is it Hugh Jackman crying saying that Deadpool 2 is good?
Oh, Drew. Okay, this is interesting. Speaking of Deadpool 2, David Leitch, he's doing the Hobbs and Shaw spinoff movie, and he's talking about how he's going to lean into how Shaw is a ex-military dude, how they're both pretty much ex-military, and he's going to lean into that and make more of a spy action movie. So he wants to make his own thing while still, you know, like being in the flavor of...
I like the spy stuff, and I like it when directors do that too. Where like, listen, this is still in this universe. These are these characters, but this is going to be still going to be my movie.
Yes, exactly. And he is working on the story with the screenwriter of most of the other Fast and Furious movies. The guy who wrote Tokyo Drift through the Fast and Furious 8. Okay. Fate of the Furious, right? What's his name? Morgan. Chris Morgan. Chris Morgan is producing, writing the Hobbs movie with David Leitch. Fast and Furious 9 is getting a new writer for the first time since Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Oh man, maybe stuff won't be about like bros and family.
Oh, Vin Diesel's still around. family. But they are bringing back director Justin Lin,
okay,
who
cool.
directed pretty yeah. much the best of them. He mm-hmm. did 5, 6, yeah. 5, 6, 4. Yeah, actually, technically, he did 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then 7 was James Wan, and then 8 was F. Gary Gray. So he's coming back to do 9 with a new writer, old writer, doing Hobbs and Shaw with the Atomic Blonde Deadpool 2 director, which is fantastic. I watched the first 30 minutes of Atomic Blonde and the first 30 minutes of John Wick 3 last night. No, 2, I'm going to say. Just to be like, whoosh, I want to see a little bit of, just want to see some purple-blue action. Some of that pink-blue action. Apparently...
Hello, Chris. Speaking of John Wick 3.
John Wick 3. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they put that out 5/17/19. Put that out yesterday.
Pretty it's awesome. Happening.
Only a year away. They said it was going to be a summer movie this time, which is interesting.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward.
It's going to be 3 or 4 weeks after Avengers, 10 years later. Oh, man. Okay, so real quick, the story. And it's something potentially spoilery for Avengers that people can skip over real quick. And then the end, right? And then we're going to end. Because okay. we do got to get into this movie. I put it away.
God damn it, Chris.
I know. It's my bad. I was talking about. Oh, okay. Donald Glover's having a month.
Okay.
He's having a whole month.
Yeah.
Atlanta wraps up fantastic.
Yeah.
Critically acclaimed. Love it. He's getting Emmys for it. He's getting all the Emmys.
Yeah, no, I mean.
And other people probably getting Emmys too. Guy who played. Ah, what's his name? You should get an Emmy. Keith,
so is he
an Emmy.
Is he
Zazie Beach, give her an Emmy.
Is he getting. I mean. So what are the chances that Donald Glover wins the EGOT?
That he'll eventually be an EGOT? He's, it's possible. Yeah, he could take a Broadway run someday. That's the one that seems the hardest.
Yeah.
That's the one that seems the hardest. Yeah, he could definitely do it. He could be an EGOT. Now, this thing, how young, I don't think he'll be the youngest. That's already some other dude that's 39 years old. Glover's 33, 34.
He needs to get working.
He's going to start writing that Atlanta opera really quick. get Howard Shore on it. A lot of drums. What was that about?
Donald Glover. Sidetracked, yeah.
Donald Glover. Lando. Right. First off, Kathleen Kennedy told some German reporter, like, oh, yeah, we're going to do a bunch of spinoffs. Like, we're probably going to do a Lando thing one day. And then the German newspaper was like,
Donald Glover, Lando.
Donald Glover, Lando. Next spinoff movie coming after episode 9. And Lucasfilm was like, no. One day. Like, no, it's not active. It's not happening. And then apparently, keep an eye out for this. Donald Glover plays this role as like one of the most bisexual character in all of Star Wars, like not all of movies.
Like, he's just a swinging dick.
He himself and that the writers have confirmed that Lando Calrissian is what the kids like to call now on Tinder and Bumble pansexual.
He, like I said, just a swinging dick.
He's just a big old smooth swinging dick. So be prepared for a very sexy Lando.
If there is a hole, he's gonna put his dick in it. Is it your mouth? Maybe your butthole?
He's like, ha. Let me see that hole.
Exactly.
Whoa. Lando.
Chill, dude.
I'm going to take you to that cloud
city. I'm cool with that.
Chill out, bro. Yeah, so there you go. That's coming. Okay, real quick, Avengers. If you don't want to know what's might going to happen for your next Avengers movie, just jump ahead like 2 minutes because it's going to be quick. Apparently, here we go, 3, 2, 1. Apparently, Avengers 4, rumored is it's going to take place 10 years after... Avengers Infinity War.
Okay.
Because Gwyneth Paltrow, she did some interview where she let slip that the character she's playing, Pepper Potts, she's like, oh, it's kind of a beautiful thing that we're doing. First of all, she confirms, like, she never saw any movies. She's like, it's a beautiful thing that we're doing because it's me and our character, her and Tony, and it's like, they get married, they do this, they get married, they have kids, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, whoa, what? stop the presses, kids. So it's looking like it's going to be like way in the future after the snap.
Yeah.
So things are going to get rectified very quickly. It's not like the snap happens. Everyone gets together and like, let's go. It's
like, we need to fix this shit.
No, people are like, we lost. It's over. We're fucked. Yeah. And it's 10 years later and then figuring shit out after that. So, but then also if they're calling Captain Marvel, if Nick Fury calls Captain Marvel during the events or during like people dying, like does it take a decade for her to like fly from whatever planet she's at?
Here's the thing. Maybe this gives... Maybe Marvel needed the room. I mean, how many more movies are coming out in between?
Two. Ant-Man and the Wasp and Captain Marvel.
That's it?
That's it.
Goddamn. Captain Marvel's got to be a big story.
Kevin Feige has confirmed that she's going to be integral to the Marvel stuff going forward. And also confirmed that she is, he says, his words were like, by far the strongest character that they've introduced in their cinematic universe.
Yeah.
So he's like trying to get people ready, like this is an important character.
I mean, yeah, she can, if she wanted to, she can murder the fuck out of just about anybody.
Just about anybody. So there we go. So that's what it's looking like there. We'll see what's going on. Okay, well then there you go. We're gonna go see Deadpool 2, and then you are gonna listen to the 30 minutes of The Stranded Sailor. Drew, thank you.
You're welcome.
We're gonna be finding you online
at Antihero 419 some places on the internet.
You may see that again at the end of the live stuff, but I just checked to make sure you actually listen to it.
Okay, you can listen to it and post it.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, guys, you know the deal. Peace.
We're recording?
I know. They're already like testing their internet.
Yeah, they're testing.
Shit.
So.
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay, so Cinema Crits Benicio, a live segment with Steve Etchie sitting in. I'm hanging out with Drew Cogburn.
What up?
We just ate a mystery candy that definitely tasted like weed.
Yes. That's actually, all it tasted like was weed and sugar.
I was just about to say, what else did it taste like?
Sugar.
It was just sugar. That's it.
Yeah, that was 100% weed and sugar. Yeah, okay, so we have no idea what the milligrams were. We just split it.
It was delicious.
I just thought when he put it in front of me, I was like, it looks like a Tootsie Roll, but with a clear wrapper. And I'm like, so what is this, like a generic Tootsie
this
Roll?
This looks like some
Tootsie Rolls are already pretty generic.
This looks like some homemade candy shit.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it definitely was.
That is not grandma's candy.
Yeah.
And if it is grandma's candy, grandma's awesome.
Yeah, talk to me later. I'll give
it's
you
not
my
grandma's candy, but my grandma has glaucoma.
So that is grandma's candy.
So she could use that candy.
Yeah, she could.
Yeah, she could actually benefit from that candy very much. Yeah.
Did you guys know Slink?
You should probably get some candy.
We met Slink outside, so Slink apparently is helping us out with our, and now I guess this is our first mention on any show, our PFT studio.
Yes, he's the one that I was talking about that has the warehouse.
That's how he introduced us. He was like, nice to meet you. I'm building your studio. No,
that wasn't it. He introduced himself was, nice wristband. That's my company.
Oh, yeah, he does these recreational.
By the way, we also are doing...
I didn't know that was his company.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's his company. What do you say? Oh, and then also we're building a studio.
Yeah, and he said, also, we're building your studio. And it's like, awesome. I don't know who you are, but you're an amazing man.
We know
I
him
already
now.
Like you.
His name is Slink. We know him. Now we know him. Yeah. So, yeah, we got to meet Slink. He just dropped off some candies.
Yep.
When I met him, too, by the way, and they were like, this is Slink, I'm like, that name is shady as fuck.
Yeah, it is.
But that's how you know he's going to be a cool guy.
Yeah. That's how you know he's the type of guy that drops off not grandma's candy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Guys named Slink do that all the time.
Which we just had a little bit of.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Cinema Crispity. So this is going to be a bonus segment on our episode.
Bonus.
And so I think I'll put this at the end of the episode that we're putting out for us recording out tomorrow.
I like.
We have Anwar Superstar coming on our show tomorrow. Anwar Superstar.
Anwar.
Superstar.
Okay.
Mos Def's brother.
Mos Def's brother.
Apparently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mos Def's brother.
You say that, and it's like, oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, so he's going to be our guest tomorrow. So after the Anwar episode, this will be playing at the end. So we're at the PFT Get Rad Records live event in Sanford.
Yes, we are.
Stranded Sailor Pub.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And we've been there, what, 6 hours already?
Yes, I've been here 6 hours.
Our first chance to record, we've already been here.
I've been here for 6 hours.
Steve is looking at his watch for the first time. At all. Like,
yes,
holy
it is,
shit.
It is 8 o'clock. I got here at 2.
Yeah, it's already been a long day.
Oh, my God.
We've heard a bunch of bands. I already heard my favorite band of the day, the Transdimensionalizers.
Yes.
A two-piece.
Blew my mind.
That blew my mind, because I heard some of their stuff on Spotify. They're good.
They're amazing, yeah.
But it's kind of like intricate sounding stuff, and then to see them live and it's just the two of them, like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Definitely, 100%.
So we got to see them. We had some awesome barbecue out back.
Saw some great stand-up.
We saw a stand-up. We saw Leslie Joe from Save the Beer Union. Mm-hmm. We saw Big Tim Murphy was the one who closed out the night.
Fritz Pierre slayed it.
Fritz Pierre had the best set.
He slayed it.
He probably had the best set. Like he, probably. I would everyone believe, was talking for the first few comedians.
Yeah.
He got everyone to shut up and start paying attention.
Yeah. Which I hate it. Like, I was very uncomfortable.
With everyone talking?
Yeah, because... I mean, first of all, it was good.
Yeah, but everyone's good. They're all funny people.
See, that's my thing. I think that's the thing I would worry about most if I ever did stand up is that people don't give a shit.
Well,
they
don't. They will talk
while you're trying to perform.
Yeah.
So here's the thing: unless you're at a specific event where it's like you are here for the comedy, and this is all we are doing today.
Yeah.
If you're at a bar doing a stand-up or an open mic anywhere, you're going to have people talking over you, heckling you, yelling and screaming, not
especially
paying attention because it's not what they're there for. You are a side act to their night of drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people are here for music, so when you throw comedy up there, they're like, I'm not referring to this. I can talk through music.
Yeah.
Talking through comedy is weird.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have to, but that's just the thing is like they're more vulnerable because, you can't talk through music. You have to scream through music if it's live.
That's true.
Whereas, you're, like I said, more vulnerable because you can easily talk over a stand up comedian.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yes. I see what you're saying. Yes, 100%. And then the comedian is just like, I'm just trying to tell you a joke that requires a setup. And a punchline, and you need to hear the setup for the punchline to work.
Yeah.
And if you're talking through my jokes, then my set's not going to work. And that happened for sure for a decent amount of the comedy here. But it's because it's middle of the day, it's a Stranded Sailor pub, it's not a comedy club, it's for music. So I think, that being said, all the comedians who performed, and it was organized by Saadi.
His
name? Saadi Brown?
Saadi Von Brown.
He's like going by a couple of names now. Saadi Thakur, Thakur. Saadi, get your shit together.
I honestly think that...
He's not the same.
I was pretty sure that wasn't his real name. But I love...
I would hope not.
I love Saadi Von Brown, just because from Saadi, obviously, he's...
Yeah, he's
and
an
the
Indian
fact
fellow.
That
he's
from Bangladesh. Von Brown, I'm like, that's hilarious.
That's a cool name.
Because, man, his skin is dark.
He's a Bangladeshi. We're going to have Saadi on Cinema Crespity so sometime this summer, as well as it's going to happen for sure.
Yeah.
Drew, we're going to have Pigpen on the show.
So yes, definitely. We
I'm
don't
totally
know
cool with that.
Yeah.
I got to staple $3 to his midsection today.
Yeah, you stapled $3 to this guy.
Crespo doesn't know when he's coming on. It just depends on when his computer goes down.
Crespo Diso is booked through the end of June, Steve. Or
see that
every week for the next 2 months is booked.
That makes me sad. Not just because, I could get that many guests, but I'm not that organized. That's why it makes me sad. I've never had that much of a backup where I go, I got this person this day, this person this
Steve,
day.
Steve, if you don't think I double book someone on the same day, then you're wrong, buddy.
I
totally had to contact someone and be like, oh, I'm sorry. Can we change it to this day? Blah, blah, blah. Because
I'm a fuckwad.
Because I fucked up. That happens. What are you going to do?
So be it.
It's cool. So we saw Pigpen. He's a sideshow guy. Yep. So he did the blockhead trick, which is the old nail in the nose thing. And he
blowtorch on the tongue.
Blowtorch on the tongue.
That was
stapled money to my body.
I mean, everybody knows the
not
blockhead
my body,
thing,
but his body.
Like the nail in the nose. Everybody knows about that.
It's an old school trick.
Right. But
he told us 1923.
23.
Yeah.
But I've never seen the blowtorch thing done.
Yeah, that was wild, man. He was just like on his tongue, and then he stuck it in his mouth.
Yeah.
Yo, I use a blowtorch like that all the time for my dab rig to get high. That thing is hot as fuck.
It is.
It's hot as fuck.
If you put it on your finger for 3 seconds, you'll melt the skin off your fingers.
I grabbed the end, the metal end, after I shut the fire off and I waited a few minutes, I grabbed the end to move it. I'm like, it's hot.
It's still really hot.
Yes.
So
those
guys,
things burn so hot. Yeah, hold on 1 second.
No, go ahead.
You guys go.
Steve's got to talk to his mom, but you're recording.
No, Infinity Wars. Discuss.
We talked enough Infinity War, buddy.
No, but the whole thing with the blowtorch and the tongue trick.
Yeah.
So the reason why it's even palatable
yeah.
and why it works
mm-hmm.
is because you have a thin layer of water
okay.
on your tongue.
Okay.
If you move it fast enough,
which he did,
the water evaporates and your tongue doesn't burn.
He passed the fire by his tongue very fast.
Exactly.
And then I guess as he shut it off with one hand, he stuck it in his mouth.
No.
But he also, like, he put the fully the hot tip in his mouth.
Here's the thing with that. Also, because of the type of fixture that he had on the end of the blowtorch.
Yeah.
If you cut off the end of the blowtorch.
Yeah.
The flame goes out immediately. It's a safety feature.
Oh, so he puts his mouth on it.
It shuts off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sideshow tricks with Drew Sakogba.
I mean, it's still really hot.
Yeah, no fuck.
And he definitely, like, burned his tongue.
Yeah, he has burn marks in his mouth.
But it's not as extreme
as we would think it is.
Exactly.
I mean, he explained most of the blockhead trick to me, and
who's standing with?
I've been doing a lot of it. And it's just anatomy and math.
Exactly.
I mean, that makes sense. It's all about having the balls to do it.
Apparently, we have to go out there.
Okay, looks like we are stepping out, so we are going
to
pause.
Let's go to the club. Let's drink a drink. Ooh. You look good in a skirt. Let's go to the club. Ooh.
Jesus, save us.
Jesus, you sent us Trump to save us.
Have you ever seen an elephant swim?
Have you ever seen an elephant swim? It's got paddles on the bottom of its feet.
Go to the club again.
Shirt off to touch my nipples. Ooh, let's go to the club and get drunk, baby. Why you looking at me? I'm looking at you. Let's get on down. Stick it in my poo hole.
Who am I?
Who am I? I'm Lady Raptors.
And of course, swing low, sweet chariot.
Sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet.
You'll also receive a gold-plated cassette single of Lady Raptastic's newest hit, Sex Work.
Sex Work. Sex Work. I'm going home to clean the bed, because tonight I'm doing sex work.
Call today at 1-555-LADY-RAPTASTIC. Most major credit cards not accepted. Available for a limited time only.
And we are back. All right, we had to take a quick break there.
Ratatatat. We're back.
Because Cinco de Mayo is also Steve Etchy's birthday. Did you know that, Drew?
I did. It's Etchy de Mayo.
It's Etchy de Mayo. So his parents brought two gigantic sheet cakes that say Happy Birthday Etchy on them.
One of them is right here.
And yeah, grabbing a cake now for the people. You got two cakes. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we got two cakes. Vanilla and chocolate. Yeah, vanilla and chocolate cakes. Yeah, yeah. And we watched some a slideshow.
Yep.
And now the Sacred Owls are getting ready to play.
Correct.
And I have no idea how any of this is going to sound.
Me neither.
So for the next 5-10 minutes.
We're going to be talking maybe over something.
We're going to try.
Maybe you can hear us. Maybe you can't. We don't know.
We're going to try. We can hear each other because we have headphones.
But we are attempting.
We are going to attempt something right now.
Yeah, y'all.
So we've seen music. We've seen stand-up comedy. We've had some food. It's been a pretty good day.
Yes.
This place is interesting.
It is oddly set, but I like it. I like this little podcasting room up front.
This side room is cool.
It's so weird.
It's very cool. I like it. I like the window facing the street.
Yep.
I've already seen some people staring inside of us like morons.
Well, yeah, because we're sitting here with microphones in our hands, so we must be doing something important.
We must be doing something interesting.
Important.
It's fake interesting is what
it's
we're doing.
It's not interesting at all. And the lights just got dimmed.
So damn sexy. Yeah, we get the sexy podcasting, Drew. This is even better. Yeah! This is awesome.
Podcasting after dark.
And it's funny. And Steve, I just hit record on his computer. Steve's not even here now.
Nope.
So Steve is gone. It's just me and
Steve's
Drew.
Steve's gone. It's just us two chilling in the front room of a punk bar in Sanford.
Yeah, of an English pub that's serving as a punk rock venue.
Yes.
And we're podcasting.
Uh-huh.
This makes no sense.
We're not talking about movies at all.
Oh, no. No.
Movies.
God, no. God,
but
no.
I think there might be a movie playing out there right now.
Where? Out there? No. Oh, you mean out in the world?
No. Yes. I mean, like, right outside that room. I think there's something on video that's being played.
Oh, because they have the video set up. So maybe they just set up their Amazon Prime and they're showing, like, Good Time while they play music. That's my band.
That's a great idea.
That's my band.
That's a great, and you know what? You don't even have to play any music. Just put, show up to a venue, play Good Time, leave.
Just show the first 17 minutes of Good Time.
And leave.
And then leave. Did you know in Good Time, the credits don't start until 17 minutes into the movie?
Cool.
It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
17 minutes into the movie is when you finally get the opening credits.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild.
It's an amazing movie.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's wacky.
Shit.
They're getting really loud.
All right, now they're playing. Okay. So let's see if we can do this.
Hey, guys.
I really want, because that's the thing, Drew. We're using these, the mics that we're using now, they're meant for like this.
Yeah.
We can talk into them.
Yes.
People can hear us.
Uh-huh.
Background noise should be just that. As opposed to, say, I was using our condenser mics that I have in my studio.
Well, and we get everything.
Everything.
The dog barking. The garage door going up and down.
Drew, that fucking dog.
People, quote unquote, ringing the doorbell.
Drew, oh my God, those fucking doorbells. I wish people would ring the doorbell. It happened today, this morning. Steve's mom.
Opened the garage door.
Mama Etchy, what a wonderful lady. She opened the garage door to ring the doorbell.
Uh-huh.
And everybody then I heard a knock on my back door.
Everybody does, Chris.
Like, I'm just glad I wasn't huffing goddamn dabs right there while she was like looking through the back door.
Yeah, seriously. I know how much you love huffing dabs because that's what kids do. They huff dabs.
Huff the dabs.
What are you, 60?
Yeah.
What the hell? Huffing dabs?
Feeling 60 these days.
You're such an idiot.
I'm feeling like an old man these days, that's for sure.
Chris Crespo, dab huffer.
So let's talk movies real quick.
Okay.
Concert
What's up, Rocky?
Movies. Rocky, hey, how's it going, buddy? What, are you grabbing your phone? Let's talk rock and roll movies.
Okay.
Good and bad.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and name a good one and a bad one.
Okay.
And maybe that will give you some time to think of a couple to add to the conversation.
I can add one that is both good and bad.
Good and bad. Hit me.
Streets of Rage.
Yeah. Oh.
It is both.
Wait, Streets of Fire.
Streets of Fire, yes.
It's based on the game, Streets of Rage.
Yeah, no, Streets of Fire.
Yes, Streets of Fire. Oh, I was cutting some cake a little bit. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes, because it's about a band. The lead singer of the band gets kidnapped, played by Diane Lane.
Yeah.
And then the boyfriend, Tom Cody, uh-huh. Such a stupid
name.
Such a douchebag. He has to go rescue her from Willem Dafoe's
yep.
50s biker street gang.
Yep.
Yes, you're right. It is both bad and great.
Don't forget about the record company executives that it's more...
Yes!
It's more like some sort of dystopian government.
Yes, and it's Rick Moranis. He's like the promoter.
So
and
weird.
Holy crap, that movie is wild.
But it's so bad and yet so amazing.
I love it. Streets of Fire. I love
Chris,
that movie.
I can dream about you. If I can't hold you tonight.
I will dream about you.
I can dream about you. Such the only song anybody's ever heard off of that soundtrack.
Okay.
But everybody knows it.
Great movie about rock and roll. This is Spinal Tap. Right?
Chris, ours go up to 11.
Ours go to 11. We were making those jokes earlier about how the hot sauce didn't go up to 11. Our hot sauce goes up to 11. Why don't you just make it the hottest sauce?
No, 10? No. You don't understand.
These go to 11.
Ours go to 11.
The best thing about Spinal Tap, this is the reason I bring it up, because I want people to do this. Even if you've already seen Spinal, even if you haven't seen This is Spinal Tap, get the commentary track.
Uh-huh.
If you can get it on DVD, obviously it has the commentary track. If you have to, oh, she brought cake, yeah,
oh,
chocolate cake, thank
delivery.
You so much.
Vanilla.
Yeah, Drew gets that vanilla. You put on, oh, now they just shut off the lights on us. Okay, now it's back
oh,
on.
Now they're back on.
The commentary track is, what are their names? Michael McKean,
I don't
not Harry Harry Shearer,
yeah,
Harry
Shearer,
and Christopher Guest.
Yes,
it's them in character as Derek Smalls, David St. Hubbins, and I'm blanking on the name. And they watch the movie and do
as
commentary
in character
as if it's real.
That is amazing.
As if it's a documentary and it's real. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We just got,
we just got cake delivered
to us. Imagine if we had cake delivered to us more while we were recording podcast.
No,
that'd be pretty cool.
It would.
I'm gonna take a bite of this chocolate cake.
I mean, we've gotten donuts delivered to the podcast.
Not while we're recording.
No, before.
Before, by I guess.
Yes.
This is while we're recording.
Yes.
Shout out to Amy Drew Thompson.
Saw her today.
Yeah, that was very cool. She was just in the neighborhood.
Dude, she was walking by, and I saw her.
You
and
saw,
I was
you
like,
saw her?
Yeah, I was like, what's up, Amy? She's like, what? Drew? I was like, by the way, everybody's inside.
Everyone's inside.
She's like, what? I'm like, Chris, Steve, everybody, they're all inside.
She came in and said hello. Yeah, it was during while the stand-up comics were happening. She was at Stanford Brewing Company doing. She's doing the beer trail thing.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so that's part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's some good cake. So yeah, I encourage people to watch this is Spinal Tap commentary track. The bad, bad rock and roll movie. Yeah, Cinema Crespo
Diesel. Welcome to Cinema Crespo Diesel. We got cake. Funky fanfare.
People gonna hear the funky fanfare.
This is so weird. This is really weird, Chris. That was really fucking weird.
Because they know. Because they know. Because they know how amazing we are, and that we co-opted that song. That heavily copywritten licensed song.
That's ours now.
That's ours now. Yep.
It's a Cinema Crespo Diesel music.
First time I ever heard that song, Funky Fanfare, watching community television back in the 90s, uh-huh. Staten Island Community Television. There was a show, Drew. Did I ever tell you about industrial TV?
What?
Drew.
Is that anything like Gowanus Tonight?
Same genre.
Okay.
Same genre.
Okay.
It's community television.
Yes.
But I haven't told you about industrial TV all these years I've known you.
No.
Oh, my God, Drew. I've seen some of the most fucked up shit. This is how I've seen some of the most fucked up shit. They would show, like, Faces of Death clips
Ooh.
On the show. But it was community television.
Yeah, so anybody could watch.
And it was late, late, late at night, at, like, 11 o'clock at night. So it was the most fucked up shit. I saw, you know, the Buddy Dwyer suicide, press conference suicide.
Oh, yeah, where he's sitting there talking, does his thing, and he just takes out a gun and blows his and fucking like, brains out
like,
on camera.
Everyone, he's like, everyone relax, relax, it's all good. Then he shoots himself,
yes.
And now we have a 10-second delay for live
uh-huh.
television.
Yeah.
They're like, watch this. Watch this. And as like a 16-year-old, I watched that.
I had to find that on the internet myself.
No, they were just like, watch this with no warning. Watch this. So it was, oh, shit. What it was two guys sitting in recliners and like in a basement, and they were just like watching a TV, so they're flipping through channels. They really didn't say anything, and then as they changed the channel, they would show something else.
Okay.
So they're showing a lot of old movie trailers
yeah.
for like forgotten movies, and they would play the interstitial, which would say coming attractions that
okay.
they would show in movie theaters, or your feature presentation. While that would be played in the movie theater, they would play underneath that.
There you go.
And that's where I got that from. I was like, oh, I always associate with movies because of those trailers. On this show, I also saw a documentary called Jabberwocky. And I haven't been able to find anything about it since. It's like a fever dream of a movie.
Maybe they just made a trailer.
No, because it wasn't feature length, but it was long. And it was a whole bunch of different little things. One of the things I remember, a fat lady who was doing aversion therapy for food. So she sat down and they gave her a burger and some fries and a milkshake. And every time she went to eat the burger, yes. And she would drop the burger like, "Ay!" And then someone in the room would be like, do you want another bite of that burger? And
yes.
She'd be like, and she'd say, no, 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 no. You want some of those fries? Yeah, I'll have some of the fries.
Zap.
Go to take a fry. Zap. You want any more fries? No, I don't want any more fries. You want some of that milkshake? Yeah, I'll have some milkshake. Go to take a drink.
Zap. Zap.
She drops it on the table. Ay, ay, ay. Jabberwocky. I haven't been able to find it since. There's a section in there about black magic. Church of Satan stuff. And they like meet up with a group of people.
Hail Satan.
They're in a church.
Sacrificing virgins and whatnot.
I want to see this again. I've seen it one time when I was like 16 years old. It's in my brain,
and
man.
And now you want to watch them sacrifice people again.
It was like a mock sacrifice. It wasn't for real.
Sure, Chris.
It was for the cameras. It was
uh-huh.
fake.
Yeah.
It was fake.
Sure it was.
I wonder how this music's coming through at all.
I don't know. Somebody will find out when they listen.
I feel like we're talking to each other, so as long as we're having a conversation, it's okay.
It won't be me who finds out, because I will never listen to this.
You son of a bitch.
Never.
Ever.
Not once.
You have not downloaded one podcast ever.
No.
The first time I was on Doug... No, you were there.
I was there live.
You were there live, so you didn't have to download it.
I was there live the second time you were on Douglas Movies.
That's why
well.
I didn't say the second time. Would you have downloaded if you weren't there?
No. No.
You son
never.
Of a bitch.
No.
You son of a
I
bitch.
I don't podcast, man. I mean,
You podcast. That's all you do.
I podcast.
That's not all you do.
But I don't listen
you
to
do
podcasts.
Not, you do not listen to podcasts.
I am not. I am not part of the podcast audience.
Why'd you stop talking? I'm
eating cake. Because you're eating cake. And
that's why you're supposed to keep talking.
I had to give you a dirty look for eating cake on a microphone.
That's what you're supposed to talk.
Fat, lazy bastard.
You know I never eat cake.
I just watched you do it.
It's a rare treat. It's Cinco de Mayo.
It's Etchy de Mayo.
It's Etchy de Mayo. We're celebrating Steve Etchy's birthday.
And you're in a rocking love seat.
I'm in a rocking love seat. And not that it's a love seat that is bitching, but in that it's a rocking chair, but it's two chairs combined.
So it's a love seat.
So it's a love seat.
So it's a rocking love seat.
So it's a rocking love seat.
Yes.
As I'm recording, I'm rocking back and forth.
If this love seat's a rocking, Chris must be sitting in it.
I'm sitting in it.
No.
Yeah.
All up in it.
Because there's nothing.
Chris is waist deep up in that shit.
Nothing illicit happening. I had a bad rock and roll movie. Oh. Did you ever see the movie Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg and Jennifer Aniston?
No, because it looked awful.
Oh, my God. Drew. It's one of those ones where it's like.
It looked like Spinal Tap. But not funny.
Without the intended humor.
And starring Mark Wahlberg, which made it not funny.
It might as well be, true. But it is so bad that it's good.
Because
it's so cheesy.
I have not heard. I've just heard that it is bad.
It's so cheesy that it can be fun to watch if you're in the right mindset to watch
it. No, Chris, Streets of Fire is so bad.
No, Streets of Fire.
That is fun to watch.
Streets of Fire is awesome with like 80s things that don't hold up over time. Rockstar is just like, whoa. Whoa, this is bad.
So it's like the Geely of rock movies?
Yes. Yes. That's what it is.
That's
but it's
awful.
Based on something real. It's based on the Ripper Owens story. Ripper Owens is a guy who, he loves Judas Priest. And when Rob Halford left Judas Priest for a while,
he was like, I want to be in Judas Priest.
He got booked to be in the band. And it was very similar to the movie where it's like, we just found a random guy who can sing his ass off. Now you're in our band. Same thing happened with Journey when they got that Asian dude.
Yeah.
And he could sing his ass off.
And it sounds just like
him. He sounds a lot like Steve Perry. He sounds
just
great.
Like him.
So, but they found him through like karaoke. Like very stereotypical karaoke night.
That's like the same thing that happened with Alice in Chains. They got that guy that sounds just like fucking Lane
Stanley.
Yeah,
that black dude. Yeah. He did the Lane Stanley thing.
That is Lane Stanley.
Yeah.
Sounds just like
100%.
Him.
100%. So that's what happened with Judas Priest for a while before Rob Halford went back. You know, Judas Priest just put out a new album.
Apparently it's metal as fuck.
They're more metal than they've ever been.
That's what I've heard.
It's so good. Yeah. It's so good. But so Rockstar is based on that guy, Ripper Owens.
Okay.
So it's a fake band called Oh No.
Chris, you broke it.
Check.
You broke it. Chris broke it. Chris
Steve
broke
will fix
it.
That. There we go. I knocked over the headphone amp so
you
we couldn't
it.
Hear our headphones. It's based on a fake band called Steel Dragon. Not Panther.
Steel Dragon.
And Mark Wahlberg is the singer of Pittsburgh's, not Pennsylvania, not America, Pittsburgh's number one Steel Dragon cover band. And he's a guy who the other members of the band want to like, oh, look, I wrote a song. Let's play our original music for crowds. And he's like, no. I don't want to create new stuff. I just want to cover Steel Dragon. And he's the hero of the movie. We're supposed to follow him and
that
believe in
awful.
Him. Oh, my God. So that he joins the band. And it's a horrible experience for him. But it's all like on an accelerated timeline. So he has two beers. And then he's in an orgy with his girlfriend played by Jennifer Aniston. And then when the movie's over, towards the end of the movie, spoiler alert, he quits the band. He's like, I don't want this rock and roll lifestyle anymore. Hitchhikes back home, and then they cut to him playing in like a coffee shop or some shit. Kurt Cobain. He cut his hair so it's like down to his shoulders. He's wearing a green sweater, and he's straight up Kurt Cobain, and he's playing like a really bad acoustic grunge song.
Lame.
Oh my God.
Lame.
It's so
lame,
funny.
Lame.
It's so funny.
Lame.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Sounds awful.
I recommend watching it.
I'm never going to.
Jennifer Aniston wakes up from an orgy. And she, like, does the thing where she looks under her blanket. They're like, oh, I still have clothes on. Okay, good. And then she gets up out of bed. And there's a guy laying in bed with a chainmail shirt.
Uh-huh.
who's sleeping or orgying in a chainmail shirt?
Maybe some guy who's into role-playing or cosplay, perhaps?
Drew, you ever have sex with someone with change in your pocket? Because I imagine that's what it sounds like.
No, I haven't. Normally the pants come off.
Just the rhythm of... Yeah, have you ever had sex with change in your pocket and your pants so long?
No. I can't say that I have.
Well, then why don't you live your life and go fuck a girl with pants on?
Kind of defeats the fun of it.
No, it doesn't. Your dick is out.
Half the fun is the full nakedness.
Half the fun for you is just the nakedness?
The full nakedness, yeah.
Half the fun for me is having the sex. The sex. The getting off. The sensation of my penis inside a vagina. You just want to be naked. You can be naked now. You live alone.
I do. You're right.
That's half as good as sex? Walking around your house naked?
That does not track.
Ah! All right. We thought it out. We figured it out. All right.
I rescind my previous statement.
Oh, okay. We're on the same page now. We're on the same page. So this is Final Tap. Good. Rockstar. Bad. And you
Streets
said
of Fire.
Streets of Both. Fire. Good and bad.
Both.
All right.
Amazingly both.
There you go. All right. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Rock and roll, man.
I have no... So we record like, what, 10, 15 minutes?
Maybe.
That's good enough.
I mean, if you say so.
I think so.
Okay.
So thanks for everyone for listening. I hope this is listenable.
Yeah, I hope actually people can listen to this.
And actually, I said that we're going to put this at the end of the Anwar episode.
Sure.
But I don't know if I'm going to get this audio back in time for Steve.
So it might be a week late.
It might be a week later.
Maybe added on to the bonus ep next week or something.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, what are bonus up? Let me see. We have Anwar tomorrow. And let me see what we got coming up, Drew. We have, Tatiana from Steezy's Trap House.
Oh, yeah.
The next week. So it might be at the end of the Tatiana episode. And then the week after that, Jesse Wolf from Oh Dang Hummus.
Oh, he's back.
And he said he's going to bring us some snacks this time.
He's back.
The first time he was on, he didn't bring us nothing to eat.
Nope. Which is weird.
Yeah, so he said he's going to bring us some food this time.
Sweet.
Yeah, so we'll get down some of that hummus. All right, so there we go. That's the end of it. I hope you guys enjoyed the music in the background. Drew and I are going to finish our cake. And then that's the end of the night, right? Then you're out of here?
Yeah, I'm out.
All right, cool.
I'm going to get my wasted ass home.
Drew, I appreciate,
take me a nap.
Appreciate you hanging out with us for today,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, man, not a problem.
Thank you so much.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you, everyone, for downloading and listening. Peace.
A PFT Media production.